3-7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to have a better garden. Spring is getting closer. You know, we're only 35 days away from spring. Daylight savings time is in 28 days. So things are improving. Winter's going. It's coming to an end. We have to keep thinking positive about that. And today we also want to welcome two new radio stations to our family, WUTQ. 1550 AM and WUTQ 95.5 FM in Utica, New York. Welcome to the Garden Club family. And if you have questions, the number to call, 800-259-9231, and we'll work together so that you have a great garden this year. Also want to tell you that today, starting at 9 o'clock, is the Orchid Show in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's $10, and it starts at 9 o'clock, running until 4. Today's the final day, and it's wonderful. So if you look for something to do that's going to let you think about the springtime, and you love orchids, and you always want to know how to care for them, this is the place to go. The Rhode Island Flower Show begins February 24th through the 27th, so there's a lot of positive information for you that spring is right around the corner. George, who's up next?
Got Joe in Maine has got some questions about rototilling.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Great. And yourself, Joe?
Good. I have a question. I've heard... been doing some research, and I've heard some conflicting advice. I've read about the benefits of rototilling the garden before you start planting. I've also read about the benefits of not rototilling and affecting the micro organisms in there, and I was wondering what you recommend.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a man that I'll have on a radio show when the season gets a little bit closer, and he wrote a book called Teeming with Microbes. His name is Jeff Lowenfels, and he's from Anchorage, Alaska. He is a former president of the Garden Writers, and this book is absolutely fabulous. And he started talking about this many years ago, and I decided that I would try it. Now, this is the way that he put it to me. If you're a brand new gardener and it's a new piece of ground and you want to make the soil better, then you need to rototill because you need to blend in organic matter, whether it's compost, whether it's animal manure, peat moss, anything like that. So if your soil is new and you want to make it better, then definitely rototill it in. Once your soil has been improved, then he said, don't rototill anymore because the microbes live in that top 6 to 10 inches of soil, and that's where all your roots are. And they build colonies. And when you rototill the ground, you break up these colonies of microbes, and it takes them almost a whole year to get back to the point where they are beneficial. So what I did is, I took my vegetable garden, I cut it in half, I rototilled half of it, and left the other one alone. And planted them the exact same thing on both sides to see what the response would be. I add compost every single year. So on the side that I rototill the compost in. On the side that I did not rototill, I just spread it right on top of the ground, about an inch or so thick, and just let the rain wash it in. The first thing that I noticed is where I did not rototill, I had fewer weeds. Because every time you rototill, you take the weed seeds that are deep in the ground and you bring them up to the surface because you're mixing up that ground. So you're always bringing new weed seeds up to the surface. When you don't rototill, the weeds that you had the previous year, you've already pulled all those weeds out so that you should have less weeds. So that was something that I noticed. My plants seemed to grow better where I did not rototill. And this was 3 years ago. And since then, I have not rototilled my garden at all. When I plant, I make a hole about the size of a 1 gallon can, which is about 6 inches. And I condition that soil with compost. If I'm planting seeds in a row, then I dig a trench about 3 to 4 inches deep, add my compost, and I plant right in that trench, but I don't disturb anything else. And I found that my plants do a lot better. But if it's a soil that needs to be conditioned, then definitely rototill. I've been working my garden for 20 years. And when I first started, I had maybe 3 to 4 inches of good soil, and after that, it was sandy. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. I'm about 10 miles from the ocean. And the soil is good, but, you know, it wasn't anything spectacular. And every year I added compost, and I would add compost, and I would add compost, and I'd blend it in. My soil right now is a good 15 plus inches of rich soil because I have been blending in and working in all of this compost. So because it's well conditioned, I don't need to rototill anymore, and I don't. I have a lot less weeds, and my plants do wonderful. So think about doing it that way. And I'll have Jeff on the radio probably during April or May as we get ready to plant a garden, and he'll give you information about his book and all the information that he's put in it. And it really is incredible what you don't see that makes your plants grow and how you can make your soil a lot better with all natural things. And one of the big things is compost. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that phone call. George, who's up next?
Peter in New Hampshire has a question about clematis.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about clematis.
Okay.
In June, I'm not sure what variety it is, but I was wondering if there's any good way of propagating it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Clematis is one of my favorite plants, and clematis is a plant that it's a great vine. It's absolutely a wonderful vine. You can have flowers that can vary from 1 inch in diameter to flowers that will be as far as 6 inches in diameter. And from white to pinks to reds to purples and bicolors, stripes. It's a wonderful vine for a light pole on your driveway, on a chain link fence, on arbors. Things you need to know about clematis is this. They love a sweet soil. So if you want to grow clematis, what you need to do is every single year, lime or wood ash. So the sweeter you make the soil, the better your clematis is going to grow. So a couple of handfuls of powdered lime right around it, 2-3 handfuls of wood ash from your fireplace or from your wood stove. Just work it into the soil. You don't have to blend it. Just scratch it in like a half an inch to an inch deep. And it will make the soil sweeter and the clematis will grow better. The next thing with a clematis, the side of the plant that faces the sun, okay, the most delicate part of that clematis is the first 6 inches. That stem coming out of the ground is the most delicate. And what you need to do is just to get a regular brick, just a standard red brick, stand it up on edge right near the stem so that when the sun hits the plant, it hits the brick. The brick will cast a shadow on the bottom of that stem, keeping it cooler during the summer and keeping it frozen during the winter. What you don't want to have happen to a clematis is the freezing and thawing. So during the winter months, the sun hits it, it warms it up. When the sun goes down, it freezes. If you put the brick there, it stays frozen. There's less stress on the plant. During the summer, it stays cool, and it really does help a great deal. And so lime and a general purpose fertilizer, you've got to have the best clematis that you've ever, ever had. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste and in just 2 weeks make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Gavin Club, 800-259-9231. Just a reminder, tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Do not forget to order flowers of some sort or pick some up. Have them sent to the office. That's extra brownie points. George, who's up next?
That would be George in Massachusetts. He's got some questions about garden sheds.
Okay, George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, George. How are you?
Well, I'm just wondering about your fall, and that's one thing, and then I have a question. I hope you're back in shape.
Yep. I fell a week ago and broke my nose, ended up with 5 stitches. The stitches are out. The nose is recovering, so I'm almost back to normal, George.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, my question is about garden sheds, Paul, and I know you have one, a synthetic type. I just wondered if you have any comments, such as plastic panels. What are the things that people should look for in a garden shed that would be helpful for storage of tools and some equipment? What would your recommendations be?
Okay. The first thing you want to do, George, is you need to decide on the size of your tool shed. And to tell you the truth, it's never big enough, no matter what size you get. But let's say you're thinking of buying a tool shed that's going to be 8 by 10. What I want you to do is to take your hose, lay it on the ground in the shape of an 8 by 10, and then take your lawnmower and whatever type of equipment that you have and try and put it in that little line that you've made with your garden hose. And are you going to have enough room of putting your lawnmower, rototiller, various hoses and tools in that area? That will tell you, wow, I didn't think I had that much junk to put into the tool shed. So that's going to give you some idea of the size that you will need. So that's number one. Number two is the flooring. A lot of the people that make a tool shed will sell you a regular floor, but they give you the option of pressure treated. And to me, that's very, very important because you're getting all of the moisture from the ground. And you say, well, you know, you've got a roof on it, so the ground's going to dry out. Well, every time it rains, the water is going to go into the ground and eventually get underneath that tool shed. So, and you always get condensation. So, to me, spend the extra money and get the floor with pressure-treated timbers. You know, if they're going to use 2x4s or 2x6s, hopefully 2x6s, make sure that they are pressure-treated. That way, 10 years down the road, the lumber is not going to give away with you walking in it and putting all of your equipment on that flooring. So, should be pressure-treated. The next thing is, when they deliver the tool shed, you should have some concrete, like patio blocks, to set the building on, so that you're not putting the building right on top of the ground. That will allow the air movement underneath the tool shed, gets the lumber off the ground a couple of inches, and that's plenty, so that it doesn't stay in contact with the soil. The next thing is a vent in the tool shed. And usually at the peak, and there should be one in each corner of the tool shed. The main reason that you want to vent is during the summer. If you're going to put your rototiller, a lawnmower, you're going to put the gas can in there. So if you put the gas can in there, and I know you live on Cape Cod, you're going to get days during the summer where it's going to be 90 degrees plus. Sun hits that tool shed, the doors are all closed, it gets hot. So if you've got a vent, the vent will let the excess heat out to cool down the building rather than having all that heat trapped in there. And that way you have less of a problem with the fumes of the gas. Not that it's going to explode, but it's going to make it easier to vent any fumes from, if you have chemicals or fertilizers, the smell, the gases from it can escape. And so that way when you open the door, it's not going to be a puff of smells that could end up, you're going to be breathing it. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food. How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Orchid Show, if you live in New England, in Nashua, at the Radisson Hotel, 9 o'clock until 4, today's the last day. If you'd like to get some information, the phone number, 603-888-9970. George, who's up next?
That would be Jan in New Hampshire. She's got some questions about her lawn.
Jan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, yourself?
Very good. Thank you. I have actually two questions. One about my lawn, my front lawn. I have not a real big patch, but a patch that's probably, 50 by 20. And I have the darndest time with it. I can't get it to seem to grow, and I want to do natural. So I've used milky spore, I use corn gluten, I've used bags of manure poured all over it. And I start to get a really nice lawn. It seems to be growing great in the spring. And by the middle of the summer, I get crabgrass and all kinds of other stuff, and it just dies out.
Okay.
My second question is about roses, and I have three roses in about the same area, rose bushes, that haven't bloomed for 3 years. I've given it all kinds of, rose
foods and things?
Fertilizer and all that stuff, and they still don't seem to bloom.
Okay. First question for you is, how much sun does this area get?
Full sun.
It gets full sun.
All day, yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do when the snow melts and you can get back into the yard is a couple of things. Where the grass is, I want you to take a shovel and push the shovel in the ground, and I want you to see how deep your topsoil is. For a lawn to really do well, you need to have at least 4 inches of good topsoil. And under that, if you can have something other than sand, because if you have topsoil and then sand, when it gets hot in the summer, it's going to dry out. My lawn in front of my house, when the builder was there, it used to be a farm field with nice thick loam. And he took everything off the front of my lawn, put back about 2 inches, maybe 3 inches. And I'll tell you, by the time July and August gets there, the thing is just falling apart if you don't water on a regular basis. So you got to look at your soil. And if it's really thin, that's part of the problem with the lawn dying out and the crabgrass coming in, because the good grasses that you're planting and trying to grow are drying out from the lack of moisture. Now, on your rose, what I want you to do is just kneel down at the base of the plant, and you're going to notice a swollen area that resembles a fist. Big, swollen area, probably 2 to 3 inches in diameter. I want you to take a look and see where the branches of your rose are coming from. They should be coming off of this swollen area. That's where they are grafted to the root system, because the roses that you buy from your garden center have to be grafted because of the weather where you live in New England. They cannot take, for example, a John Kennedy rose. If you lived in California, you could grow a John F. Kennedy rose with its own root system, and it wouldn't be a problem. But in New England, that rose is not hardy enough to survive the winter. So what they have to do is to take a hardy rose, grow that particular rose until the root system is established, then they cut the top of the rose off and throw it away. And then they graft a piece of the John F. Kennedy rose to the stem of that plant, and that creates a swollen area that resembles your fist. And all of the branches that develop from there will give you that rose. If the new growth is coming from below the fist, it probably will not bloom. It's just going to be foliage. So it could be that over the time that you planted it, the graft separated or died during the first winter, and now you're getting suckers that are forming from the root system. And if that's the case, it will never bloom. So you're better off to pick it up, get rid of it, plant something else in it. And look at the soil, if that's the case. Condition the soil. Dig a hole 15 to 18 inches wide and deep. Put some good soil in there. Blend it with some of the existing soil. So it's got something rich to bite into. Roses, yes, they need to have a lot of sun, but they also need to have the ability to grow in some decent soil, and they need a lot of water. They need a lot of fertilizer. Roses have to be fed every single month with a granular food. They need to be fed every 2 weeks with a liquid food, like Miracle-Gro, for example. So they need a lot of food. They need a lot of water, 3 to 5 gallons per plant per week. So if your soil is sandy, and check the graft, okay? So do that. Now, if your soil is drying out, there is a product that your garden centers carry called Hydracane or something called Water Wizard. And this is something that will help you tremendously. When it first came out, I tried it on my lawn, and I can cut my watering by 50%. And Water Wizard is a liquid. You spray it on your ground. You do it during April and May. And what it does is it pulls the moisture out of the air into the soil. And you'll cut back your watering by 50%. They're using it on golf courses. It was developed in Florida to cut back on water usage. And a lot of the golf courses that have soil that are sandy are now using it. And you can buy that at your local garden center. So think about adding something to the soil that will retain the water. Call either Water Wizard or Hydracane. Great product. So that will help with the water. The corn gluten that you've been using has to be applied early in the season to kill the crabgrass, and you have to do it again in the fall. It's not something that you put down in the spring and then that's it. Because what happens is the corn gluten that you put down on your lawn in the spring will kill the seeds that are there, but it has to be applied before the seed germinates. So a corn gluten is also a fertilizer, so it will feed your grass, and it will kill the seed that's in your lawn. But what happens is it doesn't last, so it kills what's there. If you have crabgrass that blows into your seed, that blows into your lawn during the year, it will be there for the following year. And you need to build up, because it's natural, you need to do it spring and fall to get good results. If it was insects and you were using a product from St. Gabriel to kill grubs, then you would have holes. You would have birds making holes. You would have rodents digging in your lawn. So if you're not getting any digging by animals like raccoons or skunks, if you're not having birds make holes in that area, then it's not grubs. And I would probably guess that it's probably not that. I would think about using the corn gluten spring and fall. Oh, and remember, if you use the corn gluten, you cannot plant seed because the corn gluten will kill all seeds. It doesn't matter if it's a good seed or a bad seed. So if there's not much grass, then you're going to have to buy a chemical that knows the difference between a good seed and a bad seed. Scotts has a crabgrass preventer and fertilizer that you can use when you're planting seed. So what you would do is you would plant your grass seed, use the Scotts crabgrass preventer for new seeding, and that will fertilize the soil, allow the seed to germinate, but kill the crabgrass. Once your lawn is established, then you can go to the corn gluten. So what I would do is I would use the Scotts Turf Builder plus crabgrass preventer for new seeding in the spring. Plant your grass seed. In the fall, put down your corn gluten. The following spring, corn gluten. But to plant the seed, you cannot use a corn gluten because that will kill the seed that you're planting. Okay, Jan? Sign up for the newsletter. As we get closer to the spring, we'll be talking about the lawn, and I will give you some options. Go to paulparent.com on the internet. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Put in your email address. And every Thursday, you will get some information that you can use. This week, I did three stories. One on flowers for Valentine's Day. That's tomorrow. I made a chart on growing vegetables indoors and a chart on growing vegetables directly into the ground. So while you're at paulparent.com and you go to sign up, just click on, it will say last week's newsletter, and you can read it, and that's the type of information I do for you every single week. Thank you. Good question, and very, very timely. George, who's up next?
Lucette in Maine has a question about tulip bulbs.
Lucette, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and I want to tell you I enjoy your weekly newsletter. I even made a copy of that chart for outdoors growing.
Great.
But my question is tulips. Last fall you told your listeners to plant tulip bulbs and put them in a shed or garage and bring them in the winter time. Is it
right.
time to bring them in?
If you potted tulips in containers and you did it in September, they need to stay in the soil for 12 weeks. So what you've got to do is to count down. If you did it in September, 4 weeks in September, 4 weeks in October, 4 weeks in November, December, January, it's February, you can go into your tool shed, bring a couple of pots of the tulips that you planted, give them a good drink, put them in front of a window, they'll start to grow, and you can have flowers within about 2 weeks. Bring them in stags, and you'll have color all winter.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase bouquets and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Spring, 35 days away. Just keep saying that to yourself. The snow is going to melt. The ground's going to become visible. The grass will be green. The trees will come into bloom. It's not that far away. Think of winter as a time for you to rest and to prepare for the arrival of a new gardening season. Living in the Northeast, where a lot of you live, if you had to garden every single day, you may get tired of it. Just think, if you lived in Florida, if you lived in California, where you garden all year, it may not be as much fun. When you live in the Northeast where it's cold and you just got through winter, you get a new surge of excitement, a second chance to redo your garden. So think of it that way, and you will really have a great garden this year. Gives you a new chance. So go to paulparent.com. Sign up for that newsletter. There's a lot of great information. We'll try and help you out with that. This morning we want to dedicate the next hour coming up to a listener who has passed away. She passed away last Sunday. Her name is Ray Todd, and she listened to the show. She was 79 years old, and I always hate to get bad news that we've lost one of our listeners, but Ray was a good gardener. She loved to work outside and worked until she passed away, and we will miss her. So today, Ray, this is for you. And we know that you will be helping your family in their garden, even though you're not here with us, but you will be helping them to become better gardeners. And we want to thank your son for letting us know, Rick, that you've passed. And we wish the family the best of luck in these hard days. But we will miss you, and I'm sure that the garden will miss you also. If we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. Remember, the last day of the Orchid Show in New Hampshire. It's a great show. It started Friday, goes through today, 9 o'clock until 4. It's at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua. It is on 11 Terra Boulevard. It's $10 for adults. Bring your camera. You can buy orchids. You can learn how to repot them. There will be lectures going on to tell you how to grow the various types. So it's a great informative type show. Rhode Island has their flower show on the 24th of February. So that's not that far away. So things are beginning to change. You know, we're getting some positive feedback with the flower shows and different things. His seed catalogs are coming in. And speaking of seed catalogs, if you want to find some different seed catalogs, go to my website, paulparent.com. When the front page comes up, on the right, it will tell you about different topics about gardening. If you click on there, it will take you to a second page, and at the bottom, it will say seed catalogs. Just click on seed catalogs, and there's about 70 listed with the addresses and with the links on the internet that you can order a seed catalog. Most of them are free. That way you can see all the new varieties of flowers and vegetables. There's seed catalogs for perennials. There's catalogs for fruit trees and berries and nuts and things like that. You know, this time of the year, we're getting anxious. And if you can get some seed catalogs in front of you, it will help you to plan out your various gardens. It will give you ideas. I mean, when you go to the nursery and the garden center, and you're looking at perennials, you have a six-inch pot with just leaves and a little picture about an inch by an inch. So you really don't know what that looks like. The seed catalogs will give you all of that information. So go to paulparent.com, front page, right side. It says Garden Topics. Just click on it, and it will be a whole bunch of different things that will give you information. But click on seed catalogs, and there's an endless list of great seed catalogs. And if there's one that's not there that you like, email it to me. It will add it to that list of seed catalogs. 800-259-9231.